Guys, I think Brian Gain left a big hint about what's going to happen next Thursday during the NFL draft.
Breadcrumb.
He is going to draft an offensive lineman at 23. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Take a listen to Brian Gain discussing the cornerbacks. Take a listen to this very closely from Thursday's news conference.
Yeah, I think there's varying portions in this draft where, you know, look, is there a Patrick Peterson, like an elite corner in this draft? You know, maybe not, okay. But what I would say is there's starting caliber players in this draft, both in day one and day two, inclusive of the second and third round. And you might be able even to extend that to day four, the early portion of day four. So I think there is a lot of volume. There's guys who have outside skill sets. There's guys who have inside skill sets. And there's a few players in this draft, I think, that offer the versatility to be either or. You know, you've heard me say this before. We're going to try to acquire as much versatility as we can. The best players who are also the most versatile to help save some of those roster spots when you're only dressing 46.
All right, so I know it's lying season. But he sounds like somebody who's pretty comfortable that you can get decent corners throughout this draft. And I'm going to say that Brian Gain will take an offensive lineman at number 23.
I wonder, as he was saying that, I agree with you that he's going to take an offensive lineman at number 23. Only because I think it's harder to disguise an offensive tackle. He either is playing or he's not. It's hard to bring an offensive tackle along slowly, because even if you rotate him in with somebody, he's still out there every other series. And again, it's hard to get into a rhythm as an offensive tackle. Cornerbacks, a guy can have upside in the second round, but can come in and get playing time without being a starter because you have Jonathan Joseph and because you have your other two veterans there. So there's that. And frankly, you also have to take care of Deshaun Watson, who's the most elemental thing of this team right now. You have to take care of him. But as I'm listening to him, I'm wondering, he's saying all this, how much of this is because he believes that, because I don't believe that it's so deep that you start getting into the fifth, sixth, seventh round and you feel awesome about those guys. They get to that spot for a reason. Some of them are going to end up being good, but they get to that spot for a reason. How much of it is what he genuinely believes, and how much of it is kind of prepping the fan base for, all right, look, don't freak out if we take a tight end with the first pick in the second round. There's plenty of good cornerbacks after this. Like, how much of it is kind of tempering expectations of the fan base and people?
That's a good question by you, because Gain was very high on those two second-round picks. I mean, he said a few times about number 54 and 55, he was like, we are very confident that we can get good players in those spots. So I'm going to hold him to that.
And it seems that he's also very willing to trade back.
Right, that's what it's felt like. That, like, yeah, from
almost
23, right?
Yeah.
Like, it almost feels like he's made enough comments about how much late first-round talent and second-round talent there is at the offensive tackle position. He said the offensive tackle's back at the owner meetings or at the combine, and now he's mentioned specifically the cornerbacks being so deep. It feels a lot like they're very willing to trade back. I will tell you right now, my response on draft day, unless there's been a run on offensive tackles and, like, there doesn't seem to be as many good ones left, if they trade back, it'll be a little bit of a letdown, a little bit of a buzzkill, but I'm going to appreciate it and understand why they're doing it. I'll be okay with it if they trade back.
I hope it doesn't cost them, because I wonder about trading back when you are a general manager with a first-round pick for the first time and with second-round picks for the first time, and you're in charge of the whole thing, and you think to yourself, you know what, I can trade back a certain amount of picks, but then someone trades up in front of you.
Yeah.
Or maybe you trade back a little bit too far.
It's the silver lining of having extreme needs at two positions, though. Like,
That's true.
The silver lining is
one or the other.
Yeah, it's not like you're trading back for just one position. You're trading back because you're thinking, I want as many shots as I can get at two positions. So the chances of there being a run on the offensive tackles and cornerbacks in the four or five picks that you trade back is a lot smaller than if it was just one guy you were targeting.
Also with that, Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Fridays, we're discussing what Brian Gain and the Texans are likely to do at 23. I think they're going with an offensive lineman, not a cornerback. Having a first-round pick and having that 50-year option on a player is kind of a big deal, because take a guy like Will Fuller. Will Fuller's a good player, but Will Fuller's been injury-prone. Imagine if Will Fuller was a second-round pick. you'd be heading into a situation in which it would be either contract time
yeah.
or you would have to keep him by the franchise tag after next season. That's a big deal. The fact that with Will Fuller, he's a first-round pick, so now Will Fuller hopefully stays healthy. They'll give him the fifth-year option, and all of a sudden, you're fine. You don't have to worry about it. So that's why I'm pretty confident that no matter what Gain does, that he's not going to trade out of the first round, because getting that fifth-year option on these players for your salary cap and for your certainty, that's really important yeah. down the road. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but I put that into the – that's kind of a rich person problem. Like, that's saying, like, well, you don't want to win the lottery because then you're going to have to pay taxes on it. Well, yeah, I'll pay taxes on it. Because if you draft a guy in the second round, if you have an extra shot at a guy in the second round – and he ends up being a good player, like, okay, in 4 years or in 3 years, we're going to have to pay him, so be it. If he's really, really good, I can franchise tag him. Who the hell cares? It doesn't necessarily change whatever the value is on their draft pick chart, you know? Like, you're going to trade back.
I get that.
For one, it doesn't mean they're trading back out of the first round either.
Yes. I just want to make that point, because yeah. I do think that if I was running an NFL team, that fifth-year option for me would be a big deal.
Well, and it probably is... Look, what we know of Brian Gaines so far is that he's playing the long game to an extreme degree.
Yes.
Like, their free agency playbook has been get as many compensatory picks as possible. And that's one of the reasons Matt Khalil, I think, is the guy they went after, because it doesn't hurt you in the compensatory pick formula. So you're potentially getting a third, fourth, fifth round pick, whatever, out of you're not getting one taken away from you. So I agree with you there, and maybe you would preferentially trade back into while staying in the first round. But what would be the chances of him, having said about, he's now mentioned how much good talent and depth there is at offensive tackle, and he's also mentioned the depth at cornerback. Is he going into this draft genuinely thinking best player available, and that there's a chance that they take a linebacker or a tight end
no.
or somebody else? You're saying zero chance. It's going to be a tackle or 5%, a cornerback.
5%
chance. 5%
chance. Yeah, listen, I'm going
to... What if Irv Smith, the tight end, is there at 23?
If Irv Smith is there... If Irv is there at 54, then, yeah, I think that's somebody they
60
would...
60 touchdown catches in his sophomore season.
I've watched Irv Smith. He's a really...
Short for Irving.
He's a really good football player, but they ain't drafting Irv Smith.
Irv Smith Jr.
out of Alabama at number 23. They will draft a corner or an offensive tackle, and it's going to be most likely an offensive tackle at number 23. That is what's going to happen next Thursday.
What about Noah Fant? They don't have a genuine F-type tight end right now.
The French beret wearing tight end?
Yeah, the F-type is your exotic one.
Yeah.
The guy that's like a glorified wide receiver.
They ain't drafting him either.
All right.
It's going to be an offensive line. Against the French?
It's not at all racist against the French. It is just protectionary of your quarterback.
Sacre bleu.
And of your secondary as well. Here's Brian Gain on his confidence about the first three picks the Texans have.
If we sat still and didn't do anything at 54 and 55, we're going to get two very good players just based on our counts. Kind of when we look at basically the top 60 players in this draft, I'm excited about the idea of getting at least three of those players if we just stood still. And I think we're going to get two very good players at 54 or 55 if we just sat there and took those players.
I am going to read into that. This is somebody who sounds like he's very confident in that portion of the draft, the 23 through number 55, 56, the picks that they have, that window of draft picks next week.
Ocho texts in and says, Brian Gaines strikes me as someone who could take the poop stains off of Mike's drawers and convince you it's chocolate milk.
Wow.
Which is impressive,
that's
though,
awesome.
Too. It's impressive because Brian Gaines doesn't come off like a slick talker.
No.
You know, like other GMs sometimes have sounded like slick talkers. I feel like Brian Gaines is giving you the straight scoop, but maybe that's his genius. Maybe it's that it sounds like he's just giving you the straight scoop, where it's actually like he is maybe selling you a little bit of a bill of goods, but it just doesn't sound like it. It sounds very straightforward.
Scoop and poop. I don't want to think about my cat's litter box this morning. I also didn't want to think about the shelf life of boxers, which now I am thinking of. I've had some of the same boxers since college. Is that
that's a little much, my friend?
I do wash them a lot.
That's not impressive.
That is
any
a
women
bad
at all.
Job.
You gotta get rid of.
Yeah, you gotta make some moves.
You're not laundering those properly if they're still around for 7 years.
They're indestructible. I mean, they're like the really loose, like baggy ones. These are the ones,
not like boxer briefs.
Actual boxers. Yeah, actual boxers. Yeah,
that's still too long.
You've
been out of college for like 8 years now.
Do you have your
so?
Do you have your is your bed on the floor?
No, I have an Iceman. From Mattress Firm, yeah.
That's a big step in a young man's life when he lifts the bed up off the floor.
You know what? It's one of those beds too, and I love showing this off to people, especially if they're younger than me. You know, say they're coming over, they're visiting and stuff. You know me. It's one of those ones that has the recliner. And it's like I look like I'm someone who's like in an infirmary. And I'm like, yeah, I really want everyone to really know that deep down at heart I am a 60-year-old.
I like it. The Texans, by the way, brought in Montez Sweat for a visit this week.
Oh, that surprised me. Old heart condition Sweat.
Montez Sweat, for the audience, if you guys don't know, now he is the really good pass rusher out of Mississippi State.
Murdered the combine.
The interesting thing on Montez Sweat is he ain't going to be there at number 23 either. And so we think.
He's got a heart condition. Scares some teams off.
I'm wondering, maybe this is a stretch, you tell me, is the Texans working out Montez Sweat, them laying the groundwork for what if something happens with Clowney next week? Is this somebody who's an option?
Did they bring him in or did they go work him out?
He visited the Texans this week.
He didn't work out when he was here. He visited here.
It was a Wednesday visit.
When you bring
somebody
in, they don't work out. Yes. They're just visiting. You're getting to know them. I would imagine that they're investigating just in case he falls because of his heart condition, which apparently isn't a big deal, but I've heard other people say, well, whatever the condition is, it might be a big deal to some teams and not others. All it takes is, a lot of times all it takes to go in the first 15 picks is one team likes you. If that one team is a team that's scared off by the heart condition, maybe the Texans feel differently about it. We just talked earlier this week about how maybe the Texans, where they're really trying to gain an edge, seems to be in their sports science department and with their medical and training staff. Maybe they feel like other teams are more scared of this condition than they need to be, and there's a chance that he's there at 23. That boy, I'll tell you what. If you want a non-cornerback, non-offensive tackle that fans would get excited about, Montez Sweat would be the guy.
This would be a splash.
He's basically my dream of having Andre Johnson play defensive end I always had. I always wanted Andre Johnson out there just for one or two third downs per game. That's all I asked. I used to lobby Dom Capers. Just put him out there for one snap, like one third and 20. Just put him way out in the edge and let him rush the passer. Montez Sweat is like a beefed up Andre Johnson.